you have this plan to release a single with a B-side written by a different member of the band. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the idea came afterwards, actually. It was sort of like the idea was sort of derived from the idea of the cover art, because it's those four girls that sort of represent each member of the band, and we decided to put their faces on each one of them on different singles, and the B-side being written and sung by the represented member, and yeah, we just, you know, it was also just like it was sort of, it was really fun to do, because we sort of allowed ourselves to sort of do sort of slightly more bizarre things.
And I think as well, it's really important that, you know, like, people get to know, like, creatively speaking, like, the four members of the band. And I think like, if you want people to emotionally invest in what you do, then I think people have to completely know what it is that you do. And so, you know, everyone in the band writes and everyone in the band's creative, and so I think it's like a really nice exercise for everyone to kind of, like, you know, have their say, and it's kind of have their say musically. And it's like really interesting, because I don't think any of the four B-sides sound exactly like the Vaccines, but I think they've all got like components and elements, and like, put together, imagine if there's a way of like mashing them all together, then they sound like exactly like the Vaccines.
And you're going to the States, aren't you? Which, how do you find it over there? How do you find the audiences? And
we've done LA and New York a lot, and we did one support tour out there last year, but because of the problems I had with my throat last year, we've never toured the States properly as a band, so we don't really have an answer for that, other than that we're looking forward to finding out. We've spent a bit of time there, we've done a few like TVs, yeah, we did Jimmy Fallon. I think you have to kind of just go out and like do what you do. I think we've got a lot of faith in ourselves as a sort of a live band at the moment, and I think we've just got to go out there and give it our all, and just hope that people enjoy it.
It's a good time for British bands over there at the moment, with people like Mumford & Sons, Ellie Goulding, different types of acts doing really well over there.
Yeah, I know, the British invasion. Yeah, let's try and ride on their coattails.
Yeah.
Why do you think that might be?
I don't know.
Well, I find it interesting as well, because both those acts you mentioned, I suppose there are like, I'd say a lot of American elements in what they do. But I don't know, I suppose I don't have an answer for that. I don't think you can quantify stuff like that. People just, either things reach people's, or sort of people connect with things or they don't.
The sort of the British sort of musical landscape is a lot more sort of reliant on new stuff than the American is. And so it's actually sort of slightly bizarre that these sort of are breaking through.
Have you heard the Bond theme, Adele's Bond theme?
Yeah,
just speaking of her, what do you make of it?
I like it. It's very Bond-esque. Yeah, I think it does the job. I think, like, Bond themes as well, because there's so much expectation. I think they always, like, they kind of age really well as well. It's like when Muse release a new single, everyone's like, oh, and then, like, 6 months later, it's like, everyone agrees it's like a banger or something. So I really like it.